I always say it is time for serious change, and it is now time for me to implement some change in relation to how I do things online. Facebook has been a prominent part of my business for some time. It is a great tool for networking. I've also used it extensively for Big Rob's Rant and as part of my lobbying efforts. It has worked very well for me until recently. The biggest problem with Facebook is discovered as more people join your pages or friends list. As the number of people involved increases, the chances of offending some of them also increases. Facebook has provided various options to complain about posts that are available to friends, likers, or haters. Anyone can target someone they don't like by complaining about anything and everything. Since the system is mostly automated, Facebook sends warnings to the person complained about and threatens to shut down their account if the complained about behaviour continues. The unusual thing is that these warnings come through even if the complaints are false or misleading, and there is no way to contact Facebook to explain or remedy the situation. A few months ago, I took some images off my Facebook pages and placed them on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. This was as a result of a targeted attack complaining about some images that I have every right to use. They offended one person who then organised a campaign to complain about my posts. A similar thing happened recently when a nutter targeted me in some of his posts. I posted an image of one of those posts and the nutter didn't like it, so a complaint was lodged. Facebook's automated system notified me of the complaint, so the image was removed. These images will also be moved to the Big Rob's website, where they cannot be complained about or removed unless I choose to do so. Future posts, images, rants, or anything else that may be considered controversial will also be uploaded to the Big Rob's website in future to avoid the haters. Links will be provided through Facebook from time to time. To facilitate these changes, a new blog site powered by WordPress has been added to the Big Rob's website. It will expand over the coming weeks to include considerably more content. Look for the blog links on the Big Rob's website to have a look around. As already mentioned earlier, tonight's show is live. The number of rants has dropped from 4 to 3, and the main content is still submitted prior to the show for pre-approval. I am hoping the quality of the show improves. This is 92.9 River FM, and I am Big Rob. I'm still going on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au to post your comments.